had, both of my kids were swimmers. They both swam in college. So I know a lot about swimmers. We hired somebody a couple years ago who was the captain of our swim team in Miami. And the reason that mattered to me when I read that, in part, is cool. Because we're going to have to work with these people, but you're looking for people that are, that'll be fun to be around.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that people who are swimmers get up early in the morning. I know that they have to, they have a crazy workout schedule.
Uh-huh.
They have to compete with pain. It's completely a mental game because the competition is all about you, because you're the one who's got to touch the wall before the next guy. And, you know, if you ever watch people on the block, when there's been kind of a delay before they, you know, hit the horn, there is simply nothing that is more nerve-wracking than being in that block. And yet these are people who did this from the time they were little kids, and it doesn't mean that they're going to be a great lawyer or even a nice person, but it does tell you something about their personal grit, their personal resilience, their commitment to a task. And you find that in a bunch of different disciplines. You know, when I see resumes, people who played in symphony orchestras, same thing, because that's who they were.
Mm-hmm.
When you see people who had military service, that's a big deal, because they had to flourish in an environment that doesn't really care what you think, you know, and that's not the environment we want. But if you can do that, I know you can do this. So I definitely want to see things that communicate whatever it is that that makes you unique, and hopefully something that tells me that I know you can, that you're a stand-up person, you'll be able to get by when things are tough.